baptism and authorize, would you use the words interchangeably?
Well, I guess really, I probably use arthritis more than I do rheumatism. It's hard to say. I would use them interchangeably, I guess.
Okay. Then a very severe sore throat, with there blisters on the inside of your throat?
No.
What is this? What would you call it?
It's a streptococcus infection.
A what?
A streptococcus infection.
All right. Possibly a more common term for it?
Would be a strep throat.
What about a disease? You have a strep throat more, you know, it's still a disease that's prevalent now. But what's one that they had break out in World War I with a sore throat? Now you can just give a shot and you won't have it.
I don't know what you're talking about. You mean the flu?
No, it's a sore throat. It's a sore throat with where you have, you know, blisters on the inside, but it's, I think, guess more severe than strep throat. Or do you say that strep throat and diphtheria are the same thing?
Well, I'm not even familiar with diphtheria. Oh. I just don't know hardly anything about it.
Alright. Then what do you call a disease where your skin gets yellow?
Either malaria or jaundice. Yellow jaundice, I guess. Malaria, I think it gets purple, doesn't it?
I don't know. And when you have your appendix taken out, you would say you have an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. When they claimed you had appendicitis, how did they call it appendicitis? Was there any other terms that they used?
Yeah, they said you have appendicitis or an infected appendix.
If someone possibly eat something that they don't agree with them and it doesn't stay down, you might say that the person had to
vomit.
Okay. Any other?
Well, some people say spit up or cough up.
Okay.
I say vomit.
What about some more crude terms for it? Or which would you use in a neutral situation, and which would you use in more crude?
Well, I guess vomit is pretty crude. I think in a neutral situation, you would say he lost his supper or something like that.
Okay. And then if a person did lose their supper, you might say he was sick.
At his stomach.
Yeah, if a boy is beginning to pay a lot of attention to a girl, then what would you call this? What would you say he's doing?
Courting her.
Okay, now, is that a term? What term would you use now? How would you describe it? Would you use the term courting?
Well, I think you might say he's going steady, if he was going steady, in fact, but I think that courting means that you're paying regular attention without necessarily going steady.
Do you ever hear any, Grace and Abba or them using this, or sister, using this type of term?
What, courting? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have any other words for her?
Well, keeping company, they used to say.
Okay. And then if a girl has a boy coming and visiting her, then she might say that he is her
boyfriend.
And then she would be his
girlfriend, or girl.
Which would you make it?
Well, I don't know. It seemed like that you're more used to hearing the girls call them boyfriends, but you're used to hearing the boys